It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, 12 of the 20 drunkest American cities are in Wisconsin, according to a recent list. We talked to a researcher about excessive drinking here in the state.
First, earlier today, a judge acquitted a police officer in Baltimore who was involved in the death of Freddie Gray. Gray was a black man who died of injuries sustained while he was in police custody. Prosecutors say Gray sustained a spinal injury while riding in the back of a police van without a secured seatbelt. The officer, Edward Nero, was implicated in the opening moments of Gray's arrest and was acquitted of second-degree assault, misconduct, and reckless endangerment.
Cammie Chavis joins us now to talk about the news. She's a professor of law and director of the Criminal Justice Program at Wake Forest University's School of Law. Cammie, welcome back to Central Time.
Hello, thank you very much for having me.
Well, a lot of people have been watching for this verdict. This is the first verdict reached. There was one mistrial that will be retried. So given that there's so much national attention here, what was your initial reaction to not guilty on all charges here?
Yes, so my reaction was, I think, not unlike that of many folks who've been watching this, and that I was not surprised that this particular officer was found not guilty on these charges. I think that, and I want to say that this in no way means, you know, Freddie Gray was placed in the back of that van, and he died of the spinal cord injuries. Freddie Gray did not kill himself. There certainly, to me, seems to be some gross negligence, on recklessness on the part of someone. But we have to remember that there are several individual officers who've been charged based on different actions. And I think that after hearing a little bit about the charges that Officer Nero faced and the lack of evidence, it's not surprising that he was found not guilty.
This seems like a unique case. Part of the charges involved, in effect, a wrongful arrest at the outset, wrongful detainment of Freddie Gray that led to this whole sequence of events, and that the defense attorneys here and some observers have been saying, if he had been found guilty on that charge in particular, this could have set a very profound precedent maybe for other police procedures.
Yes. The criticism, I think, is that if Officer Nero were found guilty by virtue of the allegation was an arrest without probable cause, unfortunately, across our country, lots of folks are arrested without probable cause, and we need to work on that. We need to reform that. There need to be changes in place to make sure that that doesn't happen. But I think to attach criminal liability when it does would have a severe chilling effect on the actions of officers. There are other legal means that don't arise to criminal liability that's supposed to deter that happening. Of course, if there's an arrest without probable cause, any evidence that would be gleaned from such an arrest would not be able to be used in a court of law. We call that's by virtue of the exclusionary rule. However, I understand that that's just not satisfactory for a lot of folks, and a lot of folks don't understand that, you know, when officers do this, that there shouldn't be some penalty.
One thing that's kind of unique in this case as compared to, say, police shootings we've seen around the country is that there are six different officers involved. None of them directly did something that it immediately led to death. They put Freddie Gray, the charges, in a situation where he died of these spinal injuries, apparently, that happened during this drive. Is that going to make it hard in the remaining cases to find someone guilty, given that there's almost this diffuse responsibility?
Well, I think that it can be difficult for the prosecutors in this case. Remember, now these police officers are defendants. They're police officers. They're police defendants. And so the burden of the state would be as it would be with respect to any criminal defendant. The state has to prove each of the elements beyond a reasonable doubt. And beyond a reasonable doubt, of course, is a very high burden. When we're talking about liberty, we're even if, you know, it's a police defendant, we're talking about issues of liberty. So it's a high burden. And here the officer, I think it's Cesar Goodson, or I may have that name wrong, but one of the officers who has no serious charge, the second degree second degree murder based on recklessness. We do want anyone in society to act without recklessness. And sometimes if you act recklessly, there can be criminal liability attached to that. Whether or not the prosecutors are going to be able to meet the burden under these facts, of course, remains to be seen.
We're talking to Cami Chavez from the Wake Forest University School of Law about today's ruling from a judge acquitting one of the six police officers in Baltimore involved in the death of Freddie Gray. Cami, one thing people are watching for, apart from whether these officers will be found innocent or guilty, is whether lessons are being learned in terms of police procedure that might prevent something like this happening again. Do you see police departments looking at the procedures in a case like this?
Yes, I do. I do, and remember that, you know, Baltimore, that police department, there were internal guidelines as to, you know, when you're transporting a person, that person should be strapped in, because if they're not, there could be injury or there could be death, as we've seen in this case. So, you know, my hope is that police departments all across our country, given lots of recent attention, it's not just the Freddie Gray case, but a spate of other cases as well, that police departments are looking at their policies, procedure, practices, training, and, you know, sending a message that you're there to protect and serve members of the community. And even if you are arresting a member of a community, remember that they have not been deemed guilty until they've pled guilty or been found guilty by a court of law. So we really have to be careful about safeguarding and protecting citizens. I think the issue here is when there's been a mistake or some type of negligence, there's not always going to be criminal liability attached. I do find the fact that Freddie Gray was not strapped in and had these spinal cord injuries, I do think that that's very serious, and I do think that there should be some criminal responsibility for that. We're going to have to wait to see the facts and what comes out with each of the other's officers' responsibility. But again, whether that criminal charge is something related to reckless endangerment or second-degree murder, that's what remains to be seen.
I wanted to talk to you about response to this acquittal. Of course, with the Freddie Gray incident, we saw protests around the country. It reinvigorated the Black Lives Matter movement with demonstrations, some rioting in Baltimore. From what I've seen so far today, it seems like the reaction to this acquittal has been fairly muted, but we're going to have five more rulings over the next couple of months. Are you watching for a potentially angry response if more officers are acquitted?
You know, in this case, you have an officer. These were four misdemeanor charges. And the officer also, rather than a jury trial, the officer opted for a bench trial, meaning that a judge heard the facts in this case, issued the verdict. And oftentimes, it's not surprising to me that the officer in this case chose to have a bench trial. Sometimes the thought is that in these cases, the jury's passions may be inflamed and there won't be the same level of fairness. That was probably the thought there. However, I think that you could see an angry response because, again, as I said, you know, Freddie Gray did not, he didn't do that to himself in the back of that truck. There's some responsibility there. But I believe that we've learned a lot over the last few years that rather than an angry, it's okay to be angry. It's not okay for that anger to spill out into the streets. But I hope that there's been a lot of movement and advocacy so that we can affect real substantial change and desperately change some of the way in which these poor urban communities are policed.
As we wrap up, here in Wisconsin, we have a law requiring an outside investigation when there's a police-involved shooting or a police-involved death. Most states, as I understand it, don't have that. So in a case like this where charges are brought and everything comes to light, hopefully in a trial, do you think that serves the public interest in accountability and transparency, whether or not there's a conviction?
Yes, I think, and Wisconsin really is at the forefront with that legislation that allows that outside investigation, and I do hope that more states will follow suit with that. I think accountability and transparency here are some of the most important things. When you lose legitimacy in the criminal justice system, it's bad for everyone. It's bad for the community that the officers are supposed to protect, and it's bad for officers who have to go into those communities. So it's important that the public have some confidence that these investigations are conducted. First of all, that they're just conducted, right, that you have an investigation, and that when they're conducted in a fair and impartial manner. And I think that there are areas of the country where we have not seen that, and there have been some, you know, very negative responses to that. But I think that the Wisconsin law is a very good start, and I hope that other states will follow suit.
Cammie, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me.
That was Cammie Chavis, professor of law and director of the Criminal Justice Program at Wake Forest University's School of Law. She joined us to talk about the verdict released today acquitting one of the Baltimore police officers involved in the death of Freddie Gray.